This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden has announced a half dozen executive actions aimed at addressing a proliferation of gun violence across the United States that he called an epidemic and an international embarrassment. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Enough.
The president says it's an epidemic.
And it's an international embarrassment.
Before a Rose Garden crowd, including relatives of those killed in the Sandy Hook and Parkland school shootings, he announced a half dozen executive actions, including tightening regulations on homemade ghost guns. But they fall far short of the sweeping gun control agenda he campaigned on. The president's urging Congress to move on background checks and other legislation.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
Though the measures face slim prospects amid near-unified Senate GOP opposition. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A former National Football League player is suspected in a brutal crime. AP's Rita Foley reports.
A source says the gunman who killed five people in Rock Hill, South Carolina, was former NFL player Philip Adams, whose final victim was himself. The dead include a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two young grandchildren, and a man working at the family home at the time. A source tells the AP that the doctor had treated Adams at one time. Sheriff spokesman Trent Ferris.
We're shocked that this type of incident happened in our area in Rock Hills.
Adams played as a defensive back for several teams, including the 49ers and the Atlanta Falcons. He was 33. No word yet on a motive. I'm Rita Foley.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.